front page of the Herald Sun reports that fallen punter Bill Vlahos paid his wife almost $3.5 million from an account linked to his gambling club for winnings and household expenses, and paid back $3.8 million worth of personal credit card debt from punting club money. Someone who's been following the story quite extensively since it broke is Stephen Drill, Herald Sun journalist, and he joins us now. Hi, Stephen.
Morning, Peter.
This is the saga that never seems to finish, does it not?
It is. It's the song that doesn't end. More detail comes out, and this report that a bankruptcy report that we've based our story on this morning, it's 26 pages of gold, really, Peter. It goes into exactly what the punting club was and how the money was spent. And there's a line in there from the bankruptcy trustee that says, well, it didn't actually operate. It wasn't a punting club. And this fellow called Daniel Maxwell, who Bill blamed for all the ills in the world, actually didn't exist. He made him.
and nor did that dreaded Westpac account as well, that supposedly had millions of dollars in that disappeared overnight also. It just does seem to be the greatest scam of all time, does it not?
Yeah, how do you get $155 million out of people's pockets? And that's only from 1,500 people, so my math isn't great, but I think it's about an average of 100,000. And there would be a lot above and a lot under that as well. So
yeah, that's right. So what do we know about how much went missing in the end and what went where? Like, you've got figures there in terms of money that did go to certain places. What do we know?
So we know that there was $155 million that came in from the punting club. Now, $42 million went out to what we'll call early investors. So some of the people who were getting out money out and buying boats and living a high lifestyle, which encouraged more people to join in. And there's $120 million of that money that's still missing. So the punters are out $120 million. Bill personally spent $8 million at the bookmakers, and he got $3 million back. So he lost $5 million on the punt, which is it's not bad. And he spent $4 million on credit cards. He actually paid them back, so he did pay those debtors.
When you say he paid them back, I mean, he used someone else's money to pay them back. So,
well,
can we change that to say the credit cards, the debt was reduced by some other means? You asked the question before, how did people invest in this? Is it just simply greed? Everyone was just completely swayed by these massive returns they were supposedly about to receive?
I think it was, Peter. The bankruptcy trustee, when I was chatting to him the other day, that was the word we were discussing. Because why else would you do it? It was 25% a year that the fund was claiming to return, and some quarters it was saying it was 47%. So I think people just got sucked in.
Mm. And Stephen, there's some sort of indication here that those people who did get the payouts early on may actually have some of that money taken off them to pay the creditors. Do you really think they'll physically be able to do that, to get that money back?
No, Kate, I don't. I think it'll be too much work, and the amount of money it would cost to pay the accountants to find, you know, who was owed what, and then who that should be paid out to, would probably outweigh whatever you could claim back.
Stephen, where is Bill Vlahos at the moment? Do you know where he is residing? What state he's in?
I do. I won't say exactly where, because there are still obviously some people quite upset with him. But he is in Victoria.
And are you aware also there was rumour circulating in the last week or so that were obviously quite detrimental towards his health and wellbeing?
Yeah, there were, and that's not true. There was another person who was involved in a similar scam, and something had happened to him, but I think that got mixed up in between the two. But Bill is still in Victoria, and he was even talking to the bankruptcy trustee on the 11th of December.
Oh, okay.
He's still around.
Okay. With what you've just seen, there's obviously correlation and connection here between this and fraud. Are the police at this same stage? Is there an investigation that's worked from them that's also working hand in hand with what's going on with the bankruptcy proceedings at the moment?
Yeah. Well, the bankruptcy trustee says in his report that he has been talking with the police, and I think they've probably been quite clever in the way they've gone about it, because if I was the police, I'd let the accountants go through all the transactions and get their report and use that as the basis of the investigation.
Do the hard work for
you. And do all the hard work, and then they can go away and reap all the benefits. Stephen, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.